Dear Lord, we just thank you for the privilege it is to sit and learn and understand your word in ways that help us to be able to take your word and apply it in the lives of really hurting people. Lord, I just pray now that you really guide and direct and that you would help me to be articulate and focused. And I just pray for those that are listening that they would take away from this something that they could take and use in their own ministries. And Lord, I pray for just those hurting people that are trapped in really bondage to their sin. And I just pray that we would be compassionate and thorough and helpful. So Lord, I just pray again that you help this session to go well, and I pray that it really does bring you glory and honor. In Christ's name, amen. My name is Janelle Minema, and I currently work over at Vision of Hope, which is part of the ministry here at Faith Baptist Church. And for some of you that aren't familiar with that, it's a residential treatment center, and there's really four primary areas that we treat. Sometimes there's combinations, and sometimes it looks a little different. But basically, they're unplanned pregnancies, eating disorders, drug and alcohol addictions, and habits of self-harm. So those are the main four areas that we serve. We serve ladies normally between the ages of 14 and 28 years of age. And the ladies actually live in the facility, and they receive weekly counseling along with a full program that's provided for them to help them grow in godliness and to grow in their ability to handle life in new ways that truly would please God. Well, to start our session today on eating disorders, I've actually asked a couple of ladies that are part of Vision of Hope in different ways to help me try to communicate what it's like for a lady to be trapped in an eating disorder. These ladies that are reading did not write these, and these are not their stories, but they were written by a couple of ladies that I've worked with, and this isn't their exact days, but it's very much a compilation of their day. So these are real, and they're not in any way just put together in a fake fashion, but this is really, in many ways, what these ladies struggle with. So hopefully this will just give you an insight into the struggle and help you to understand it a little more. So if you would just listen to these ladies read. The first lady will be reading a session called A Day in the Life of an Anorexic. And then the other lady will read A Day in the Life of a Bulimic.
I woke while it was still dark, slipped on my running shoes, and crept out the back door. Already my head was pounding and the muscles in my eyes felt tight. I ran through the half-melted snow that soaked my shoes and the edges of my sweatpants. The wind stung my face and made my lungs ache. I pushed myself to run further, faster, until the anxiety I felt melted away. By the time I made it home, it was still only 5:15. I crawled back into bed, still in my wet shoes and sweaty clothes. I was exhausted, but I was too cold to fall back asleep. Finally, I got up and started getting ready for school. I couldn't look in the mirror without wanting to tear my body apart. I felt so fat, so ugly, so worthless. I stepped on the scale. 98.2. Not good enough. I went to the kitchen, opened a cereal box, and set it on the counter. I put a bowl and spoon in the sink and ran water over them. My mom would think I had eaten. I cut an apple into 8 slices, left 6 in the refrigerator, and ate the other 2 on the walk to school. 20 calories. I didn't have my English homework done, and the teacher said something to me after class about not working hard enough. I couldn't focus on what she was saying. In algebra, the teacher gave us time to work on our assignment, but I couldn't remember the quadratic formula. I calculated what my BMI would be when I lost 10 pounds. 15.20. At least it was math. By lunchtime, I had a horrible headache, and I was so hungry that I felt nauseous. I bought a Diet Pepsi and sat outside to drink it, hoping the caffeine, combined with the cold air, would be enough to keep me awake for the afternoon. I stood up too quickly to go back inside and almost fell over. I saw a few friends in the hallway who asked me where I had been at lunch. I had a paper to finish, I lied. Is everything okay? Of course it is. I'm a little behind on homework, though. Just trying to catch up. Somehow I survived the rest of the day at school, drawing skeletons to stay awake and chewing gum to keep away my cravings for food. I walked home, shivering in the cold. A good run would warm me up. I changed back into my running clothes when I got home. My mom stopped me on the way out. "Did you eat lunch today?" "Yeah, you don't have to worry about me. I'm done losing weight." I hadn't run for very long when my calves and hamstrings started cramping. My hips felt like they were being ripped out of their sockets. I forced myself to keep going. Soccer season was coming. I had to be in better shape than this. Then I could no longer see straight. It was as if a gray fog appeared at the corners of my vision and crept inward, covering everything. I sat down in the snow for a few minutes, and then ran home. I lay on my bedroom floor for the next several hours, casually snapping a rubber band on my wrist until it left a red streak all the way around. I couldn't decide whether I should eat dinner or come up with another flimsy excuse. I'd done so well all day. I didn't want to ruin it all now. Maybe tonight I would finally give purging a try. I was still freezing, lightheaded, and painfully tired, but I no longer felt afraid or disgusted with myself. My heart felt completely dead, and in a way, death was what I wanted.
I woke up this morning feeling as if I hadn't slept. I knew that when I looked in the mirror, my eyes and face would be swollen from retching my insides out the night before. It hurt to swallow. Then the battle in my mind began. I have to do better today. College was not supposed to be like this. I was going to quit after high school. God, can a believer's life look like this? I have so much to do today, and I have to feel better than this to accomplish anything. Determined that today would be different, I pushed through my morning routine, found a friend who was going to eat breakfast, and headed for the dining hall. It began well with a grapefruit and coffee, but I couldn't resist the bagel and cream cheese. "Okay," I said to myself. "It was just a bagel. It's not worth purging." But I no longer had a perfect record, and it was only 8:30 a.m., so I fixed my mistake with more coffee and a laxative. Still in the frame of mind to persevere, I went to my first class. I wanted to interact with the people around me, but I felt isolated in my secret sub-reality. I could not focus on the lecture, and I was growing increasingly anxious. I wanted food again. I craved food. I desired escape and comfort. In an instant, my mind rehearsed how it felt to go through the entire process, and I knew what my afternoon would be. After class, I sat in the student lounge with a few friends, hoping my craving would dissipate, trying once again to stay above the surface, but sensing that I could not resist the pull of my addiction. It was difficult to concentrate on anything besides the thoughts in my head. "I'm so fake. I will never be free. I don't enjoy anything, not friends, not classes, not conversations, not anything. My life and time is consumed with this eating disorder." In an instant, I gave up my remaining resolve. In my mind, I decided, tomorrow will be different. Today is already ruined. It's already too late. And I began to plan another binge. After creating very convincing excuses for missing another class and lunch in the cafeteria with my friends, I headed for Walmart. I was in and out of the store in about 15 minutes. It never really matters what I get to eat, so I bought anything relatively inexpensive in an attempt to relieve some of the guilt that comes from wasting money. I locked myself in my dorm room, got in bed, and began to consume what I'd bought. My mind felt completely numb as I shoved an entire box of cookies, several slices of bread, and M&Ms into my mouth. Then the process of cleansing my body began. I usually use several bowls that I keep in my closet, but I resorted to the trash bag since I hadn't emptied my bowls from the previous night. I turned my music up loud. It felt so fitting for me to spend the next half hour forcing myself to vomit. The binge-purge process had become so natural. Somehow, hurting my body seemed to be a just retribution to the way I was living, and yet it also contributed to my guilt. I knew that I was compromising my health. I had read before about a bulimic who died suddenly of a heart attack, and somehow that knowledge was always comforting. The muscles in my chest hurt, and eventually I knew that my entire body would become weak and shaky. The whole thing felt dangerous. It was like I was pushing myself to an edge, and it gave me a rush. Pausing to catch my breath, I caught a glimpse of myself in the full-length mirror on the back of my door. Red, teary eyes, flushed face, vomit all over my face and clothes. It was as if I was looking at another person, someone I didn't know, as if I was outside of the situation. Then I remembered God.